That's fucking bullshit, I tell you.
A young man that you all know is Joe the Policeman from the What's Going Down episode of That's My Mama. I want you to put your hands together and welcome him to the stage. Big round of applause for Jackson Heights' own
Mr. DJ Neustar.
Yes!
DJ Neustar.
That boy is good.
Mm-hmm. Good and terrible.
Yeah.
$1 million in it, cold hundreds of G's. Enough to buy a boat, magic car with E. But I never steal for Santa, cause that ain't right.
No.
I was going home to mail it back to him that night. But when
yeah.
I got home, I bought, cause under the tree was a letter from Santa and the door was for me.
Yeah.
Trees decorate the house with lights at night. Snow's on the ground, snow white, so bright. In the fireplace is the Yule log. Beneath the mistletoe, as we drink eggnog, the rhymes that you hear are the rhymes of carols. Like each and every year, we bust Christmas carols.
Okay. Carols.
What the fuck?
Run so loud and proud you hear it. It's Christmas time and we got the spirit. Jack was chilling, the hawk is out, and that's what Christmas is all about. The time is now, the place is here, and the whole wide world is filled with cheer. My name's DMC with the mic in my hand, and I'm chilling and cooling just like a snowman. So open your eyes, lend us an ear. We want to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Yeah. No. No, no.
The DJ New Style Show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey. Safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark. We proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
And the homo's been touching.
You guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Shut up.
Hey, Donna! Did you start the coffee yet?
No. Yeah. Back again, bitches. You're listening to the DJ New Style Show. Kind of exclusively on thereisnoradio.com. Not exactly sure why we're not being picked up right now, but what are you gonna do? There's always Rammstein, bitches.
Wollt doch auch den deutschen Flaggen stecken?
Yeah, bitches. I think I already did the yeah, bitches thing, but whatever. That's a professional fade out right there. Jeremy, are you with us tonight?
I'm with you as best as I can be.
Yo! Coming at you! High energy level. I love it. Uh-oh. Did you peter out right there, Jerm?
No, I had to adjust myself. What's going on?
You had to adjust yourself.
Just don't worry about it. Continue. Go.
Really?
Yeah.
Frank, what's going on? What are you doing?
Nothing. I can't talk about it.
You can't talk about it?
I can't talk about it. It's kind of personal.
Well, what's going on? Come on. We're your
nothing.
Friends. The six people that are hearing this right now, we're all your friends.
I can't talk about it, dude. Just
you can't. Talk about it. Just fucking talk
I can't.
About it.
I got yes. nothing to talk about.
You got something to talk about. You just adjusted it. Let's go. Come on.
Listen.
My throat's killing me, Germ. Let me just back up, pull the curtain away a little bit. I just did a segue because we were starting to get a little gay. I it reached the point where I was coaxing you to talk about something you were adjusting off mic. You know, I don't need to get there. I'm kind of sick. I have a cold, Frank.
Really?
Yeah.
From what?
Well, I did some of that traveling last week.
Oh, you went traveling? I didn't know that.
That's why we didn't do the show. You did know that, actually.
I just thought you didn't call me. I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
So where'd you go?
Yeah, I went to Vegas again.
Oh, that's nice. Go to the same place you've been before. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, you know what, Frank? It's okay. I enjoy it there. It's very fun. It's a very, very fun thing. It was fun. The trip down, the plane down, had a fucking killer headache. And I just knew I was in for trouble. I knew I was going to get sick. It didn't hit me, though, until, like, this morning, maybe last night. But the flight out had tuberculosis cough guy, as I like to call him. Every 15 seconds, you'd hear, from, like, three rows back. Mm-hmm. Every 15 seconds, whatever the hell it was, some regular interval, to the point where someone took off their noise-canceling headphones and said, "Is this guy gonna fucking stop?" They just yelled it.
Right.
And all the while, I've got this guy behind me, in the row behind me, saying all this negative shit, just talking all this this dark... Excuse me, Frank, I'm sorry, I have to interrupt. I have to drink some tea here. My throat's... Just killing me.
What are you drinking?
Hold on. Some hot tea.
Iced tea, you mean, right?
No, I said hot, not iced. See, the hot would negate the ice.
I see you're drinking tea.
Yeah, hot tea. Like
okay, just regular, like, Lipton tea, Tetley tea. That's cool, man.
Well, and it's flavored.
Excuse me?
It's flavored tea. You drink tea.
What do you mean? What does that mean by flavored tea? It's tea. Tea's tea flavored.
No, it's got like some kind of artificial shit in it. I guess it makes it taste.
Well, I'm sure you got something like Earl Grey or something like that. Something, you know. I'm sure it's something of that nature.
No,
right?
I mean it's more of a. I mean it tastes like fresh fruit.
Excuse me.
There's one here that's cranberry apple. I have two different kinds.
Oh, cranberry apple. There's no problem with that, man. That's cool.
Yeah, it's not bad, right?
Yeah. What kind are you drinking right now?
Well, I drank all that. Now I'm on I'm on the mango passion fruit, caffeine free herbal.
Excuse me.
Mango passion fruit. Is there a problem?
You're kidding, right? You're just not serious.
Serious?
Are you serious?
I'm serious. Being serious, Chairman. What's the fucking deal here? Come on. Why are you...
You're drinking something with the word passion in it?
Yes. What's the big deal?
Did you buy this yourself? I mean, you go to the store and say, I want something with the word passion in it?
Figured I'd give it a try.
For Christ's sake.
What's the big deal?
Are you utilizing a saucer with your cup? Answer that question.
No, I'm not.
I'm not.
But the cup is gigantic. It's like a bowl with a handle on it.
Mm.
And it's got a design.
Wow.
It's got hot air balloons and stars.
Boy. That's, you know, you shouldn't really, oh shit. You shouldn't tell too many people that.
Really?
Yeah. That's not good.
Well, why? What's wrong with it?
It's a little feminine. I mean, let me tell when you feminine. Pick up the when you pick up the cup, do you hold it in like both hands and smell it and go, mmm, that's yummy?
Did you hear me go, mmm, that's yummy? I just fucking had a sip.
All right.
Did you hear? I mean, why would you say something like that?
I think it's a little feminine, and I'm kind of embarrassed to even be talking to you at this point in time.
You're embarrassed.
Yes.
German's not gay.
Dude, you're drinking something with the word passionate. It's gay.
You've never had passion fruit.
No. Come on. Okay. I eat real man fruit. Oh. Like nectar.
Real man. You know. You eat real man fruit?
Yeah.
And then you said nectaroon. You even said it wrong. You said nectaroon.
I eat nectarines. You know, I don't eat fucking passion fruit, dude. What
nectarines.
The fuck?
Nectarines.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Nectarines are gay. That's what I'm telling you. I mean, well, if a passion fruit is gay, then nectarines are gay.
Listen. All right. Whatever. So how?
I almost prefer them to be called nectaroons.
What type of refreshment?
From here on out, I decree nectarines will now be known as nectaroons.
Listen to me. What kind of refreshments do they serve on the plane?
Some soft drinks and juices. Ordered a tomato juice, water, and they gave me some cereal.
How come you didn't drink alcohol on the plane?
Because I don't know. I don't need to.
Did you utilize the bathroom on the plane?
I didn't, but I would have. In a heartbeat. I almost always do. And, you don't believe me?
No, I believe you. Did your girlfriend use the bathroom?
No. Oh. She probably wouldn't. She would hold it. Even if we were flying around the globe, I bet you she would hold it.
It's my kind of girl.
Really?
Alright, cool. So,
well, it looks like we've got we've got somebody chiming in already. I don't know why, but
phone is ringing.
Oh my god! Hold on, my phone ringing. You're on the DJ New Style Show. 316-768-4472. Who's this?
Hello.
Yeah.
You already know who it is. What it is?
You already know who it is. What it is?
Yeah, son. Straight yak. Come on, stop playing the game, son. You already know what it is.
Bedazzled.
I think I know who it is.
Snuggle.
Yo, first word you're going to say is snuggle. You know what I'm saying? You can't even pronounce it all white.
How do you say it?
I just did it. Play it back, nigga.
Snuggle.
My God, son. Snuggle.
There you go, son.
Oh, my God, son. Snuggle.
Nah, no stutter.
Thank you.
No, you're not welcome.
No, you did it right.
No, you're not welcome.
Why not?
What's popping, son?
Somebody's lip gloss. Lil Mama.
Oh, word? You do the G-Fly, too?
What's going on in Irvington tonight, man?
Yo, shout out to them two niggas that broke out of Union County Jail, son. Yo, these niggas got every fucking prisoner in the state right now trying to do some Shawshank Redemption type shit, son.
Just hanging up a fucking... an Eve poster chipping away behind it.
Son, get your Eve and your Remy Ma poster on the wall, son. So how the fuck they gonna pull a straight escape from Alcatraz type shit,
well,
though?
What are the details on this?
All I know is that these niggas dug a hole up in the wall, climbed up to, like, the top floor, jumped over a fence, and skated off, son. Like, real talk? Like, that niggas did a straight Clint Eastwood on the motherfucker?
I don't know, man. What if you run up into them in the streets?
I don't know. They say Union County. And all that. Get my whistler and whistle.
That's why you talk over yourself. It's okay.
Yo, son, they say Union County. I'm good. Y'all white people must be shook right now. They ain't say North. They ain't say Essex County Jail or Rahway State. They say Union. Y'all niggas in Summit, Short Hills. Y'all niggas are shook. Milburn niggas got alarm companies coming on Monday.
Slow and chilled and be on working overtime.
Hell yeah, nigga, Sloman.
Shield, y'all. The Sloman Shield.
Get your orange shield game up, yo. Shout out.
Short Hills. Gotta watch out. Gotta watch out. In.
Yo, son, you better be safely protected from Short Hills Summit.
The only mall with a fucking valet. Bro.
Yo, son.
Do you ever go to the Short Hills Mall, or are you not allowed in?
Yo, tell me how Short Hills Mall raised their valet price to $10, yo.
Well, why? Why would you valet at the mall? Why?
Son, I don't park my own car. Nigga, what the fuck is wrong with you?
There's no valet at a church's chicken. So you do park your own car?
No, you do drive through, nigga. You don't stop at churches.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Son, you will be killed. Freak. Definitely will be killed. Nigga's like, yo, give me your extra ranch dressing, nigga. Like, what? Nigga, take a biscuit, too. Calm the fuck down.
People do always want your extra sauce.
Yo, son, yo, because niggas be greedy. No love. Like, you go to McDonald's, niggas charging you 25 cents for a sweet and sour. Like, bitch, it ain't coming out of your check. Give me two.
It's a 20-piece. They give you two. They give you two fucking sweet
nigga,
and sours.
How the fuck? 20 nuggets out of two dippers, yo. Don't even get me started on that fuckery, yo. Because every time I go into McDonald's, I stay asking for sweet and sour. I put that shit on my my snack wraps and my quarter pounders with cheese, nigga. Woof cheese.
Woof.
Yes, extra cheese. Real talk. These niggas talking about you only get one sauce for every four nuggets. Bitch, I ordered 30. Do the math. That's seven sauces, bitch.
Sauces.
Then I love when a bitch comes up talking about, yeah, we out. Like, bitch, you out a sweet and sour sauce? Yeah.
But you gotta get the honey, though. The honey is like the smallest fucking container known to man. Uh-huh. And there's no way you can get enough.
I don't fuck with that shit.
Why not?
Honey?
Yeah.
Nigga, honey only go in your fucking, and your chai latte, son.
And you dip blunts?
Well, I mean, of course, you gotta get a honey blunt, nigga. What the fuck? That goes without saying. Well, everybody know you put honey in the Dutch burn slow.
Well, if you do that, why not make the nugget burn slow?
Nah, son.
So to speak.
Like, nah, son.
It's not stupid.
No,
the Egyptians did it. The ancient Egyptians have been dipping their chicken McNuggets for fucking centuries now.
Yo, son, fall back, because if you dip your chicken McNuggets in the next man's sauce, you're liable to get shot, nigga. Dip your shit in your own
Do you ever
throat.
Accidentally do that? Germfree, do you enjoy the chicken nuggets?
When they're not so spongy, I like them, yeah.
Spongy?
Kids like
what the fuck are you talking about, Nick?
Spongy nuggets. You never had spongy nuggets?
No, I can't say I've ever had spongy nuggets. Is that a code for something, Frank?
Nigga, you talking about chicken nuggets, not duck nuggets. What the fuck you talking about?
Listen.
This nigga ain't duck nuggets.
I went to Kennedy Fried Chicken and they gave me very spongy nuggets.
What the fuck you doing at Kennedy Fried Chicken?
I was in the hood. I had to stop there. I was in Plainfield with my homies.
You was in the hood. I'm
with his homies.
Who was in the hood?
I was with my bed bugs.
What?
No,
is that racist? I don't even know.
No, so hold on. I'm champing this black right quick. Hold on. Let me champ my little black in my right quick. Take this cancer paper about this shit. Yeah, y'all can continue. I'm good.
Okay. I'm just wondering, Mike. Nice. I never really do call you just Mike.
Can I? What up?
I mean, yeah, am I allowed to, or do I have to?
Nigga, you better know your fucking role.
Well, role. What should you be called?
So you know who? Yo, you already know what it is.
What? What's your name on the streets?
Nigga, we on internet radio. Fall back, son.
What? I want to know.
You got 2.37 listeners listening right now. Chill, I ain't trying to give out my government name.
No. Your street name, man.
No, so my street name is my government name. So that's the new government name. I don't even give my street name out no more, much less my real social security name.
So what do people call you? I mean, just Mike Nice?
You don't worry about all that. You can call me whatever you want to call me. Long you put Mr. in front.
Mister?
Yeah, Mister.
Wow.
M-I-S-T-A-H, Mister.
Oh, Mister? Okay.
Mister,
so
yeah, that's me.
See, I thought you wanted me to call you two words that ended in E-R, but I guess one of them is going to have to end in A. A-H, the first one.
So I like that. That's subtle. What you white people call subtle? Yeah, I like that shit.
All right, I apologize. Copyright. 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 It's racist. Yo, son, and yo, I can't...
Black. Hitting in a minute, son.
What?
Say word. Black and Miles, nigga, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I do. I remember being at a bus stop.
A bus stop?
Yeah, bus stop.
Son, Black is the shit right now. I need to hit this in a minute.
I think I've told this story many times, but my friend took the time to get rid of the white people cancer paper. Got that paper out of there. Re-rolled it.
Like, why the fuck you put paper in something that got to... Like, they don't put paper in cigarettes.
They do it. Because white people don't really smoke those.
Yo, son, no love. You putting paper with my tobacco. Like, can a nigga just smoke his new... Yo, son, shout out Black and Mouth for the new flavor, though. Wine Black? This shit tastes like wine, nigga. This shit is hot. Yo!
Do you put a paper bag around it before you smoke it?
Huh?
Do you wrap it in a paper bag before you smoke it?
Yeah, whatever. So this wine black is popping, yo. This shit don't even smell like smoke when you done smoking it, yo.
The Kiani blunt. Bedazzled.
Yo, son, shout out to Wine Black and Mild. So this is going to be in my nigga 2007 year in review post coming at the end of the week.
Oh, okay. We're going to eagerly await that on NiggaKnow.com.
No, so I swear to God, I already got the best of the year done. Now I got to do the worst of the year. Like all right, here, top five hood YouTube videos of the year. This is a little preview.
Oh, all right. Top five hood YouTube videos.
Yeah, number one, Gilly the Kid going at Lil Wayne, straight up.
Really? I do love that one.
Hood classic, son. Hood classic. That's number one, right? So, I mean, I already know. I should have started at number five. But
yeah,
you know,
that one. That one's really good, though. Cause
oh, son.
We might even have to play a few clips from that.
Yo, son, that goddamn video,
right here.
Son.
It's Gilly, man. King of Philly, man. We in the projects, man. Weezy, we done dissed. When did it become cool for Danielson to disrespect Mr. Miyagi? I ring bells, nigga. Clear the air.
Yeah, that's the gist of it. Just search for Gilly versus Lil Wayne.
Yo, son, real talk, that's number one hood video of the year. Number two is this new Snoop Dogg video that just came out, son.
I saw that.
Yeah. Son, this sensual seduction shit, he got the Prince shit going on and the Peter Frampton guitar. Yo, son, he murdered this shit, son.
Did you see
that? New Snoop is fire. Shout out Snoop.
Did you see the new reality show?
Oh, Snoop Dogg Fatherhood?
Yeah.
Yo, son, let's save that for another episode, son. Let's save that
you
to the next episode.
You didn't see it. You didn't watch it.
So, yeah, I see when he dipped out on the blind Asian acupuncturist. Get the fuck out of here. Yo, so this is that nigga fly the shit. Snoop looked at that nigga like, yeah, good night. And the assistant was like, okay, have a good night.
Church is on the move.
Yeah, church on the move. Church on the move.
Church on the move.
He said, yo, church on the move. Did you see the cameraman running after him, son?
That's fine.
That Snoop shit is crazy. Church on the move. That's my new shit. Oh wait,
that's gonna be my new favorite show. But I like how at the end of the episode they had the show that David Beckham will be on, just so more white people would continue watching past the first episode.
I'm saying you got to have it though. I mean, that's cross promotion. You got to have it.
This one, he called all the shots. I call him Chop. All the stupid names for his kids.
Yo,
and then there's just that other kid. His name's Anthony. He doesn't get a special name. He's big and fat.
Oh, yeah, they're adopted son?
Yeah, he's an honorary son.
Honorary administrative son. Like, yeah, he the administrative son.
Yeah, he my hairdresser son.
Oh, my God, that is just
his
crazy.
Mama do my hair.
Shout out everybody listening on Pal Talking Shit. I know Barb and them niggas is up in the room and shit.
Barbara. Barbara is listening.
Matter of fact, shout out Barb because she's about to get some 07 dick before it turned to 08. Yeah.
Oh, snap.
So you don't know about that.
I don't know. I have no idea what you're talking about.
The 07? Pause.
Can we stop pausing?
All right. Play?
Yeah, play. Press play.
First of all, son, how you hit Vegas? How you touch the town and you ain't even tell me, son?
Well, the thing is, yeah, I went to Vegas and Mike Nice, you were nowhere to be found. I think you've been banned. Have you been banned from Vegas yet?
Nah, son, that's not the way. We going out for New Year's, dog. You know what I'm saying? You kind of went a little too early. I mean, I would have went twice, but you ain't telling me you were touching the count. Son, where you went? Like, when you left?
Like I said, you won't give me your government name. Won't give me your government cell phone. Won't give me your street cell phone.
Then you got all my numbers.
I don't have
you
any
got
of your
all
numbers.
My numbers.
No, you always call from somebody else's phone from your from them cats around the way.
Nah, it's like, yeah, I mean, my man's never got their pager numbers and shit, but you got my boo, so why don't you chirp a nigga? Chirp.
Oh, you want me to chirp?
Yo, chirp a nigga.
I don't even think I have it anymore.
You stupid as shit. Nah, I mean, yeah, let me find out you was flying on JetBlue. Wow, throwback reference, throwback.
Snap. I don't even think I should, should I even continue? I don't understand.
Yo, son, let me go, because I think the FAA is standing outside my door right now, son.
Oh, hold on. Where you at?
Yo, son, hello?
Yo, where you at?
Yeah, my bad. I got air traffic controllers, the NTSB, and the FAA and NASA at my door right now. Let me handle these alphabet boys. I'm going to hit you back, son.
All right. Okay, Mike.
Yeah,
nice.
One.
Yeah, see you. Jeffrey, you love the Mike Nice, don't you?
He wears me out a little bit.
Why does he wear you out?
He talks too fast. I can't catch every word.
You focus on something that's said, and by the time you figure it out, three other things have been said.
Yeah, I can't think that fast. Like some before, earlier today, I was text messaging with somebody, and that person was typing so goddamn fast, I couldn't even understand what was being said.
Yeah. It happens.
Yeah.
And who was this person?
Oh, I don't know. Somebody, a friend of mine.
You don't have any friends.
Yeah, well, don't tell anybody. All right, next topic.
Oh, snap. I think it's written all over a face. Anyway, next topic is my vacation here. Vegas, Jeremy. You ever have any plans of going to Vegas?
I have no interest in going to Vegas. I don't gamble. I have no interest in going there.
You have no interest in flying.
Pardon me?
You have no interest in flying again.
Well,
you don't fly.
I don't fly, no. We all know that. That's not a mystery.
Well, as I was saying before, the guy was just coughing on a regular basis, and there was this really depressing guy that just kept saying shit like, oh, great, coach, general fucking population. Look, we're sitting in the worst seat on the fucking plane, right next to the wing. That's where all the gas is. This thing goes up, we're fucking dead first. Like, he just kept saying shit like that, scaring like the old lady. Like, it was just him and his friend. There was an old lady sitting near the window. He was just really frightened.
Do you check out the exit when they tell you to find out how to get out? Do you, like, see how to get out and everything?
No.
Do you check to see who else is on the plane with you?
No, because I know there are people on the plane with me.
I think you know what I mean.
You mean celebrities, Germ?
No! Do you make sure that there's no shady-looking people on the plane?
Oh, I see. Like, you're going to...
Do you scope it out? Do you scope it out a little bit?
You're saying terrorists.
Whatever.
Why don't you just say it? Just say it.
Do you scope it out?
Scope
it
for what?
For...
The terrorists.
Whatever.
Are you going to bring them to justice, Germ?
I'm asking you if you scope it out.
I don't.
All right, pussy.
I don't care. Oh, well, I'm a pussy. Is that what it is?
Well, I do.
Terst. Oh, you do? You scope them out?
Yeah.
What would you do if somebody...
I wouldn't get out of the plane.
You get out of the plane. How are you going to get out of the plane?
I'll tell my little bath. I have to leave or something.
Excuse me. I'll be right back. And the guy goes, now, usually I don't do this.
I'll make an exception.
But for you, why don't you go on by, buddy?
Yeah,
bald short buddy. It's okay. It's all right, Jim.
Oh, it's gonna be torture.
Why? What's torturous about it?
All right, go ahead. What's up?
So you actually look for it, and you don't look for it so you could try to prevent something from happening. You just want
to
flee and leave everybody else behind.
Explain to me the type of security that took place. I'm assuming you went out of Newark Airport.
Yeah.
Newark Liberty National. What type of are they? Were you impressed with the security measures?
Impressed with the security.
Okay.
Never impressed because it's so fucking horrendous that people don't know what to do. People do not know. They just take your fucking shoes off, empty your fucking wallets, put your jacket in the fucking box, take your laptop out, blah blah blah, fucking blah. Do all that shit. And run through.
I didn't take my shoes off when I went.
You didn't.
No.
It's because you wear Crocs. There's
no, I don't. I didn't want to touch the dirty ground. Yeah.
Oh, is that why? But you're wearing socks, I hope.
Yeah, well, it's still.
Anyway, I mean, you're fucking nuts. You are just fucking nuts. But it was a great time, Jerem.
That's good. I'm glad you had fun, man.
It was a great time. It was Amanda's birthday. And
who's Amanda?
Amanda's my girlfriend.
Oh, I see.
You know this.
So you gave her a... wait a second. You gave her a trip for her birthday?
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty awesome, man.
Well, you know, she does things for me that are over the top as far as gifts go.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Money buys everything, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's what it is. It's all about money, Joe.
Yeah. Awkward.
Why? What's awkward?
No, go ahead. All right, go
so
for
I,
it.
So I gave her a trip to Vegas.
That's cool, man. I my hat's off to you. I couldn't even.
I mean, you've given a trip.
I couldn't even. I couldn't even figure out. I couldn't even figure out how to make a fucking phone call to make a trip. I couldn't even know how to do that.
But didn't you plan a trip to Disney your last time flying?
My wife did all that. My wife did all that.
So yeah, you said, I'll be happy to go on the trip that you plan and that you do everything.
Well, I don't have the intelligence to plan a trip, so she planned it all. Hmm. Wow. And
so she planned it all. It was cool. Gambled a little bit. Went out to a really good steakhouse. The one I saw O.J. Simpson in. 9.
Oh, that's where you're hoping to see him again?
No, he's banned. He's banned from every casino, so I'll never get that shot again.
Aren't you ashamed that you took that photograph with him?
No, I'm not.
It's just, I don't know. What? You're seeking pleasure from something. That, no, remind, when you took that picture with O.J. Simpson,
Where's your picture with O.J.?
No, that reminds me of when people like have shirts with Charles Manson's face on it. I mean, you're getting pleasure out of some kind of sick, pathetic.
I wasn't getting pleasure from standing next to a murderer.
Now, isn't it true that you own a painting of John Wayne Gacy?
That is not true.
And when you held him, did you?
When I held who?
OJ.
Who did I hold? I didn't hold anybody.
Well, you had your arms around him.
No, actually. Maybe I did. And he gripped my shoulder, and it really he was just let me know that now, he could fucking murder me.
At the point in time when you were taking the picture, were you fearing your life?
No.
I see.
No. There was a little bit of a realization that hey, this guy killed a disobedient blonde wife and a Jewish waiter.
Here I am surrounded by knives. That's whatever, dude. That's ridiculous.
I mean, the trip didn't go without any fucking any weirdness. I mean, there were a few incidents.
Like what?
Well, we were walking on our last day on the strip. We encountered this guy that's holding a huge lizard, just gigantic lizard, and right away he hands it to Amanda, and she's standing there with this fucking this creature, and I'm taking a picture of her. He goes, nah, man, go ahead, get in the picture, get here, give me the camera, get in the picture. So now I'm standing next to this fucking, this reptile or whatever the fuck it is, and he snaps a picture, starts taking a couple pictures, and Amanda goes, can he hold it? So I grab the fucking thing too, and she takes my picture. This guy basically takes like 10 pictures of us, and then as I'm handing him back, he goes, he kind of, you know, he works for tips, and, people typically give him $3 to $4, and so, like, he basically did all that shit, and then he wanted me to tip, Charmin. I know how you feel about tipping.
So he wanted you to tip him because you petted his lizard.
Yeah.
And how much did you give him?
Gave him a buck. Gave him $1.
Were you embarrassed? Did you like make some type of excuse to say that?
Well, yeah, I was kind of embarrassed. I didn't want to give the guy anything, but I felt like I really had to. So I took $1 out of my wallet, handed it to the guy. I go, yeah, I had kind of a bad week, I guess. And he takes it. He takes it, and he's like, yeah, wow, yeah, man, that is pretty bad. And shoves it in his pocket, and fucking turns
Jesus
to the next person.
Christ. Can you imagine that?
Yeah. Yeah, he expected
damn him. Animals.
Now, what would you have done? I mean, or are you afraid of fucking lizards?
Oh, no, I have no. I used to have a lizard.
Really? You did?
Yeah, iguana. First of all, I wouldn't have given him anything more than $1 myself. And if he complained about it, I would have fucking snatched $1 back and said, too bad. You ain't getting nothing now.
So you just handed it back to him, and that's it. Nothing.
Right.
Why wouldn't you tip him, though? I mean, he did a little bit.
I mean, what am I... let me ask you a question. You're in a park, right?
Sure.
And you see a dog, and you want to pet the dog of somebody walking the dog. Are you going to give him after you pet the dog, you're going to give the guy a fucking $5 bill? Say, here's $5. Thanks
because I could pet him? Maybe, I mean, but the guy did take a lot of pictures and shit. I mean, he did do something.
Hey, listen, however the guy can make a living, more power to him.
He said the thing cost like $1,500. He probably made it up for it because the guy before me gave him a $5. I didn't see him do it, but Amanda said that she saw him do it. Hand him
right.
a $5, and he
right.
wasn't even there that long.
Right.
The weird thing is, and you can see this on my my Tumblr, as I'm holding this, it's djnewstyle.tumblr with no e.com. Thank you. I apologize. as I'm holding this fucking thing, people are taking pictures of me holding it just so that they can get pictures of this fucking lizard. And I think I even did it. I may have had, like, some random stranger holding this fucking thing. But it's weird to know that I'm going to be in somebody else's fucking photo album. You ever think about that and about whose photo albums you're in?
Well, sometimes I purposely try to get into the albums.
Really?
Yeah, like, I was at a get-together, and there was a wedding at the get-together, and I was trying to get into the photo of the wedding party. And I think my top of my head got into the photo.
So you were trying to force your way into the wedding party patient.
I was walking, you know, and I popped my head up real quick as a flash when it went off, and nobody noticed. So
you were creeping behind them, and then you
my head's popping out.
That's great. I'm sure that was their fucking dream to finally get the picture back from the photographer and see.
Especially when I was the only white guy in the picture.
Oh shit! Well, why were you there? You know, I don't think you'd be allowed.
We were at a get together. For ourselves. This was located in the town of Orange, New Jersey.
Oh, so you went out for a different occasion, and then
there was a wedding ceremony there.
So
and
you just
what?
Ruined some fucking random strangers.
Well, the bride wedding was 8 months pregnant. So I said,
I don't buy this shit. Well, I guess I kind of do. Statistics is making me buy it. Okay.
I don't know what that means, but whatever. But are you typically? I know we talked about tipping before for workers, but do you give money to panhandlers and stuff like that? To the guy playing the guitar in the corner, do you throw money in his little case there?
If I don't have to take my wallet out, I will do it. If I have money in my pocket that I can just grab and throw down, yeah.
So it's just too much of an effort to take your.
Or maybe I can take it out and then get the whole fucking thing stolen. Germ. Why don't you fucking think?
Is that what you're worried about, dude?
Yeah.
Jeez.
You're worried. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm worried about losing my fucking identity and my money. You're worried about getting fucking poop on your hands. Two different fucking motives through life. Excuse me, my throat is a little scratchy. I apologize. I'm sick from the fucking plane. It was upsetting, though. I might have to take a quick break here. Jesus. Get some wonderful tea. What do you think, Jim?
I think it's a good idea.
You think it is?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think maybe I'll be right back. What are you doing? You're panting.
Yeah, I had to take a deep breath. I was holding my breath.
Wow. I apologize. Jim, you're out of your mind. It's Christmas time. Do you have anything you'd like me to play on the break?
You know what? The one song I love to hear every year is it's a song by a group called The Waitresses, and I don't know the name of the song, but it goes, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, we're going to have a good time this year. But I don't know the name of the song.
Really?
Something like that.
I actually have it. Dude, it's fucking, that's pretty long. We're not playing that shit.
Oh, I see.
Well, you okay? I mean, does that upset you, or?
I mean, it's usually a staple every year. I like to hear it. You know, I haven't heard it yet this year, and, you know, if it's going to be a problem, then that's your problem.
What do you like about it so much?
I just like the, that's what I like about it.
About the guitar?
Yeah. I like the voice, too.
Can you sing along with it?
I don't know the words.
Do your best. Just improvise right now.
I'm not improvising shit. Just play a fucking song.
No.
I don't know the fucking words!
Improvise, Frank! I'll stop you. I'll fucking stop it right now. Okay, fine. Fuck it. I'm not gonna play.
Alright, you know what? You know what? You come back, you play a little Germ Freak Radio, come back, we'll play that later, and I'll improvise it. I'll sing the whole fucking song along with it, all right, you prick?
Oh, really? So you're just basically promoting your Germ Freak Radio thing.
Well, you know, it's something I like to put up there.
Ah, I see. Well. All right, this will be Germ Freak Radio. And then when we get back, I think Germ's going to take a stab at singing along to one of his favorite Christmas songs on the DJ New Style Show.
The DJ New Style Show will be back after something.
Next up, it's Germ Freak Radio! That's gay. That's so fucking corny. I'm embarrassed I even said that. All right, calm down. Okay. Okay, ladies and... What's that? Oh. The next song... All right. The next song was inspired by Road... This next song was... This next song was inspired by Road Rage... Ooh, you know what? It's coming up on me, man. It's coming up on me. Because I got acid reflux, and it's coming up on me. All right. The next song... All right. Road Rage inspired the next song by this one-hit wonder in 1979 from the Pleasure Principle album. It's Gary Numan with Cars.
Here in my car, I'm the safest of all. I can lock all my doors. It's the only way to live.
DJ New Style Show.
Germ, are you ready?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah.
Calm down. I don't think you're hearing me through the microphone, though. I'm pressing the transmit button.
Germ, I'm hearing you. Go.
So when I talk, I press the transmit button, and when I listen, I let it go. All right, let me know. Give me the signal.
And we're rolling.
This song reached number 12. My chest. I got the pizza stuck on my chest. This one-hit wonder, this 1980 song reached number 12 in this 1980 song reached number 13 in the United Kingdom. Oh, okay.
Ow! Oh, my chest. I got the pizza. It's stuck right in... because I didn't have a beverage and it's stuck on my chest and I'm having trouble. The next song reached number one... okay. This song reached number 53 in the United States Hot Billboard 100. It reached number 13 in Canada, number 12 in the United Kingdom, and number 1 in its native Australia. Okay. Oof. I had to get that out. I'm sorry. I apologize. This song reached number... This song reached number... This song reached number... All right. Just calm down. Just take it easy. Take it slow. Just take a breath. Calm down. Okay. Okay. This song reached number 53 in the United States in 1980 on the Hot Billboard 100. The New Zealand... Okay. Although this song only reached number 53 on the Hot Billboard 100 in 1980, it was this group's most successful song. All right, I said song twice. You can't do that. This next song reached number 53 on the Hot Billboard 100 in 19... Although this song only reached number 53 on the Hot Billboard 100 in 1980... This song... Okay, this is the final one. I got it all down. Although this song only reached number 53 on the Hot Billboard 100 in... Although this song reached... Although this, calm down, serenity now. Although this song only reached number 53 in the Hot, all right, I can't believe this is happening. All right, just calm down, just take it slow, just calm down and think happy things. Just calm down. This song reached number 50. All right. Although this song reached number 53, okay, I can't. I can't get over it. Although this song only reached number 53 on the Hot Billboard 100 in the United States in 1980, it was this soup. Fuck! I said soup instead of group. Although this song only reached number 53 on the Hot Billboard 100 in the United States in 1980, it was this group's most successful song ever. The New Zealand art rock group, Split Enz. I don't know. Fuck! This is a fucking world record. I've never taken this long, and it's humiliating. It's humiliating. Although this song only reached number 53 on the Hot Billboard 100 in the United States in 1980, it was this group's most successful song ever. I don't know why sometimes I get frightened. It's Split Enz with I Got You.
I got you. That's all I want. That's a whole lot. I don't go out, not now that you're in. Sometimes we shout, but that's no problem.
You can see my eyes. You can
Holy shit, I can't fucking believe this. Jeremy, you there?
Yeah, what's up?
Never mind, man.
Okay.
Let's just fucking, you know what? Let's just fucking hang it up. See, we're not right. officially back in the show yet. That's the thing.
Oh.
We're not officially back in yet.
Oh.
We need something to let us know that they're, you know, listening to us. Do you have it? You know of anything like that?
Well, can't they hear us now?
I don't know.
Well, if they can hear us now, then we're back in, baby.
We are?
Yeah.
Now, I always thought we needed something like, I don't know, like some kind of rejoiner or something. I always thought we needed that.
That's just an old wives' tale.
You think so?
Yeah. But, you know, break the mold, man. Do something different.
I don't think I can. I'm just not capable, all right? You, all right? I learned it by listening to you.
Are you through?
Oh, wait. Now I'm getting a little better.
Lucky you. You're listening to the DJ Newstyle Show. Dick.
Now you're tuning into the DJ Newstyle Show. Oh, snap. Hope you enjoyed Germ Freak Radio. I'm about to take some clothes off. Throw them in a pile.
I think I did that last one pretty good.
Are you talking over this? Because I'm enjoying myself.
Oh, okay.
Let's fade that out professionally. It's relaxing. It really is. And we needed that, Jeremy. We really did need that. Believe me. You liked that one? You thought you did pretty well?
I think I did a good take on that last one.
I don't know.
It didn't take me long.
It really
didn't.
That was
one take, too. I did it all in one take.
Yeah, no. You really did. I'm proud of you, Germ. Proud of you.
Thank you.
I have my tea, by the way. I'm back with my tea.
Yeah, you mentioned that earlier.
I need it. I can't even speak, man. I'm not even kidding.
All right.
But I have a new kind. I have sleepy time tea now.
Okay, that's... you know, I can't even comment on that. That's...
What's wrong with sleepy time tea?
I mean, come on. Do you have, like, little bear pajamas on, too, or what, you know?
I mean, do you want to picture me like that?
No, I don't want a picture of you like that. I don't want any picture
of you. I didn't ask if you wanted a picture of... Because, see, no picture of me exists like that.
Yeah, whatever.
Damn. It's,
You just been pwned.
Anyway, I don't appreciate you doing...
Where's Danny Boy tonight, man?
I guess. Sure.
Danny! Oh, Danny!
I don't know where he is.
Oh, a fucker left.
Maybe one of his friends will call in. I have no idea. Germ, I really just... you threw me off track there.
Yeah.
Mm. It's good sleepy time tea. Good sleepy time tea. Vegas was great, though. I want to wrap that up real quick. I mean, the end... It was a little bit frustrating, Jeremy.
Oh, yeah? What happened with that now?
Well, I signed up for a shuttle to get to the airport from the hotel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Gray Line. Wonderful Gray Line shuttles. And they said 2:15. About 2:15, they'd pick me up. It's the last day. I'm already checked out. I'm there 2 o'clock. We're sitting, waiting. Read the ticket. It says, allow 15 minutes. Allow up to 15 minutes for wait time. So I wait. I wait. How long would you have waited?
Sure. I probably would have waited 20 minutes.
20 minutes?
Yeah.
What would you have done in 20 minutes?
I would have paced back and forth and crossed my fingers.
I didn't mean what would you do for 20 minutes. I mean, when the 20 minutes was up, what would be your
action? I apologize.
You would apologize?
Yeah, what I would do after 20 minutes, I would obviously call the people up and say what's going on, you know, and hopefully it would have been resolved.
Yeah,
you know?
That's what I did. So, about 2:40, I waited 30 minutes, or whatever the fuck I waited. Can't do simple math, I'm retarded. Excuse me. I called them up, and I said, hey, where's the shuttle? Yeah. He was already there, 2:10, no show. Like, excuse me? I was here since 2, and I didn't see anybody. He told me he was there at 2:10, you weren't even there. Yeah, well, it was. Hold on, I'll go check. Can they put on some shitty music? So I'm waiting. I'm getting a little bit irritated now. I'm waiting and waiting. They come back. Yeah, he's there right now. So I'm like, I'm calling you. I'm calling you because he's not here. You can't fucking tell me he's there right now and have me be on the phone still. If he was there right now, I would hang up. Like, he's not fucking here, buddy. Oh, no, he's just pulling in. 5 minutes. They picked this up at 3, Germ. So I'm all set to be... I'm gonna fucking yell at this guy. Dude, I'm gonna lay into him. This guy comes here, I'm gonna just throw my fucking bag at him. I'm gonna sit in the driver's seat, make him light up cigars and all. It's a gigantic black man. I said nothing.
So you said nothing.
I said nothing. I looked at him, slightly less than happy, handed him my bag and said, thanks!
Why'd you say thanks?
Well, he picked up the bag.
Oh, for God's sake.
I said nothing.
You're pathetic.
I'm not pathetic.
Coward.
No, I'm not a coward either.
It's funny, your girlfriend, too.
I have reasoning for not talking to him. I have reasoning for it. Because there are 3 shuttles. There are 3. It's not this guy's fucking fault that they dispatched him at the wrong time. It's not. It's the fault of the corporation. And he's huge and black. What am I going to do? Get my ass kicked in front of a fucking shuttle full of Asians that can't stop smoking or gambling? Come on. What would you have done, Jim? Let's hear.
The same thing.
You would have done the exact same thing. Have you ever been put in that situation?
No.
You've never been inconvenienced by somebody and then ultimately you just fold?
Well, I see how much bigger the person is of me, and then I decide if I'm going to fold or not.
Dude was huge.
Yeah.
We're talking like Green Mile. Fucking gigantic.
I do the same thing. Like a Ving Rhames type of thing.
Yeah. I wasn't going to fold. Like, even if I stood up to the dude, I'm just going to get fucking embarrassed. I'm going to get destroyed.
Right.
Oh, it's so sexy, though. I'm sorry.
You know, that's getting old, dude.
What?
Why do you say that all the time?
Because I can't help it, man. Sometimes
all right,
just...
next. What's up now?
Jesus Christ, Jim. You are a little fucking... you're a little edgy tonight. You're on edge. Are you nervous? You seem a little bit stressed out.
I'm not stressed.
I mean, it's the holiday season, Jim. You are a little bit stressed, I can tell.
Why would I get stressed during the holiday season? I have nothing to do.
What do you mean you have nothing to do?
I have no obligations, nothing to do. What's the problem with the holiday season?
You have to get gifts. You have to get ready for visitors.
Wait, back up. What did you say?
You have to get gifts. You have to get ready.
That part.
What are
you
talking about?
You say get gifts?
Yeah, you have to buy gifts. You have kids. You have a wife.
Are you out of your mind?
What do you mean?
Get gifts.
You have to buy gifts. It's fucking Christmas. You do celebrate Christmas, don't you?
I celebrate Christmas, but I don't get gifts.
Well, who gets the gifts? Who gets the gifts?
Wife gets gifts for...
Everybody.
Everybody. I've never purchased a gift.
Not even for your mom or your dad or...
No, well, my mother, you know, that's a different story, but I, you know, my wife, her gift is the house she lives in, for Christ's sake. That's her gift.
Germ, what do you do? What do you do?
What do I do where?
This is, see, now, I said it, and then I saw it typed out, so maybe I'm thinking that I saw it typed out subconsciously, kind of. Solera is checking in the chat room here. She is asking, what does Germ do? Seriously. She plans the vacations. She buys the gifts. She orders the food. She pays the delivery man. She wipes your kid's ass after you've trained them to scream, "Wipe me."
Well, she has to hear them, doesn't she? You know what? It's pretty pathetic. Like we had, like if any workers come over or anything like that, or you know if somebody's at the door, she's got to answer the door. I don't want anything to do with them. I don't want.
She always answers the door.
She always answers the door.
You're afraid. You're afraid to answer the door.
If she's not home and the doorbell rings, I don't answer it. I just say, I stay in my basement.
What if it's her? She doesn't have a key.
Right.
She'll be locked out and no one will ever get to open that door again. And then so, Christmas will go without gifts. There'll be no vacations.
No, but getting back to
the gift. You'll be on the same crusty sheets.
No. The gift, you know what? Let me tell you something, okay? She's got a pretty good life. She's a stay-at-home mother. She's got a house. She's got a nice car. Okay, that's her gift. That's her gift
what?
For a very long time.
No, you can't call that her gift.
Yes.
The only way, like, that's the equivalent of saying, it's the gift of sight. Yeah, you can use that, and you're born with that, but It's not something you want to unwrap a card that says, "Hey, you can see Merry Christmas."
You
it's
know what?
Fucking record. You need shelter. You need food.
I never give anything for Christmas.
You've never given your wife anything for Christmas. Did she buy herself a gift at least?
Oh yeah, she buys anything she wants.
People aren't buying this, by the way. They're not.
They
buying,
are.
They're not buying this.
Oh, they're not buying this.
No.
Well, that's their problem.
They are not.
Yes,
buying
she does.
This at all.
She does have a minivan, a nice minivan, and also she has. I also bought her a brand new dishwasher as well.
So you buy her things that can make your life easier.
Well, I buy things that involve the house. You know, saying like I'll buy her like I want a cappuccino maker. So I'll tell her, you know what, maybe you better buy a cappuccino maker. And I say, that's your gift.
Oh, that's her gift.
That's her gift.
Well, that's very interesting. And wouldn't you look at this? Look at this. We've got a wonderful phone call here. Oh my God. 316-768-44.
When I talk about shoot it out, we going to pop off some burners
okay,
and
guys,
all that. Get my
interrupt.
Whistler and whistle.
Just interrupt. It's okay. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
Hi, it's Barb.
Uh-oh. Hold on.
Oh, boy.
So, Frank, is that why you called me today and begged me to go shopping for a locket for your wife today?
Whoa! I see.
A locket. Like, it's fucking 1840.
Oh, for Christ's
sake. A locket? Were you going to put a cutting
dirty,
into your own hair?
Bitch.
Oh, wait, you don't have one. So, wait, Barb.
I don't know what she's talking about.
Barb,
I don't have
explain
her phone
this.
Number.
Please
I don't
explain
have her
this.
Phone number. I don't know what she's talking about.
Yeah, you don't have my phone number? How about
he
looked me up on information and got my house line and called me.
Well,
what?
You didn't answer your cell phone, so deal with it.
I'm not kidding. I'm not fucking kidding around.
Okay, wait. No, wait. Please explain how this happened. What took place that he felt compelled to fucking interrupt you like that? And not only interrupt you, but stalk you so he could do so.
Yes.
Why
don't you tell us, Barb? Tell us what we were talking about.
We were in a little bit of a conversation, a heated debate, if you will, on AIM,
and
she cut me off. You sassed him.
She pwned me on AIM.
Damn.
You just been pwned.
Oh, no, I'm just kidding.
She sassed me on AIM.
She sassed you. How did
and you know what? She had to have the last word, and I don't like that. I had to have the last word.
I sassed him on AIM, so he fucking called my house line where potentially one of my family members could pick
so
up.
So I'll talk to your mother. I don't
so
care.
hold on, Jerry.
Ew.
Hold on. Let me just back up. You were saying earlier that you were text messaging somebody or PMing somebody that types too fast, and you couldn't keep up, and it frustrated you. Was this the?
Oh, you're a little detective, aren't you? There, New Style.
Oh, well, I guess I am. I mean, I
little
I
should, fucking detective.
As
new
soon
style.
As you saw it, I saw Ababra on her cam just fucking start laughing. So I mean, it's not that difficult.
I see.
Oh, I apologize.
That's quite all
right. Frank, what I'm trying to say is that you're stalking me, and I appreciate
you didn't do
that.
You know what? You found me out, and I apologize.
You know, there shouldn't be more than one stalker.
Yes, where is OGA when you need him?
Oh, you can't call him out like that. Only A-Webs can do that.
Oh, shit.
Sorry.
No, actually, A-Webs.
He's military. He's
last
military.
Night,
I know.
Last night, A-Webs goes, hey, OGA logs in, he goes, hey, OGA, Barb's not on. See you later.
That's what I said. I said, sorry, OGA, Barb's not here. Come back later. And he left.
Did he leave?
Yeah. He left.
Every move for 411.
You know what he said, actually? I actually said that she was in the shower, and he goes, oh, good, shower cam time. And I said, no, dude.
Ew.
And he left.
Really? Is that
yeah.
what took place? I was pretty busy yesterday.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was. I didn't get to see. I did see that, though. I thought A-Webs did it. I didn't know you did it.
No, I did that.
So, Barb, you're saying that you were in a heated debate. You log off of AIM, and he feels he didn't get his fucking word in. And
I didn't get my last word in.
Yeah, and then I'm cooking fucking pasta, and my phone rings in my house, and I thought it was, you know, my sister trying to ask for a ride or something, and there's he didn't even say hello. He goes, Barb.
Well, what am I supposed to say? Is that your name? What the hell's your name?
It was the creepiest phone call I think I've ever gotten.
Get over it.
You're creepy, Germ.
You are. It's very creepy.
Oh, go scratch your ass.
Oh!
Oh, Germ.
Germ, why do you feel that you have to get your last word in?
I have to have that satisfaction inside. I don't know what the deal is. I have to feel that way, you know?
No, I couldn't just say, she logged off. I'll tell her when she logs in.
Because it would eat at me. It would eat at me. I have to get the last word in.
Barb, was it anything fucking worth him looking you up and calling you?
No.
Yeah. It was just
not
his stupid reiteration of something, right? I mean, because he'll say, no, now listen. And then he'll say exactly what I just said.
No, but it really is like that. He really said, listen, maybe 500 times. Because I wasn't listening.
Oh, Christ almighty. Just pull the bus right under here, baby.
Right so, under you? No, you're under the bus.
Under the bus,
The bus wouldn't go under you.
Okay, nitpicker, naysayer.
Whatever. You gonna 411 and look for my house number? Call me up when I turn my cell phone off. Actually, my cell phone's charging. It's completely dead.
Oh, creepy.
Cool.
Yeah, so you'll have to look up my house line.
You know, and she threatened. She knows she said, and I'm going to throw her under the bus now. She said, she says, I'm going to call the New Style Show and say that you called her, embarrassed you. And I said, you little bitch. And she goes,
wow.
TFB.
Whoa, she said to TFB?
Yes, I don't know. Maybe she did. I don't know.
Did you really,
I didn't mind.
Barb, did you really reference him? Did you really reference him by saying TFB?
No.
Yeah, see, Frank, you
well, I feel like throw a little bit into it, you know what I'm saying?
No, what? Frank, you're an ass.
Whatever, dude. Get over
it. Dude!
I'm not a dude.
You know what you should have you should have your mother unpublish your number. That's what you should have her do.
Or maybe you should just not fucking look it up.
Why don't you call her up and tell her?
What's the number? I forgot it.
Oh!
Look it up again.
Yeah, Frank called you, actually. I'm just hearing that Frank called you because he thought you had magic to do. I don't know.
Oh, my fucking
magic.
God.
We've got magic to do.
Oh, my God.
For you.
Why don't we hear that again? Let's just hear it again.
Yeah.
We've got magic to do. Just for you.
Wow.
That's nice.
Nice.
What the hell was that? That was sent over from our buddy Dan Wright of Radio BBQ fame. Whoa, what's going on here? Do we lose somebody?
I'm still here.
Germ, you're still there. We might have... Yes. Oh, we lost Barb. Apparently, Germ's on his cell phone right now, and he's busy cutting wires outside of his house. So, that, you know, we have to wait for the fucking phone company to come out and patch her up again. I would run, Germ, because they will be, you know, getting that repaired.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. Is it cold out?
I don't know. I haven't been outside.
Oh!
I was outside.
Oh, I see. Let's get back to the fucking main deal here. You do not buy your kids... or your wife, any presents.
No, in all honesty, my wife buys the presents for the kids.
Sure, fine. I'll say that's acceptable.
And if my wife wants something during the course of the year, she'll buy it, period. So there's no need for me to buy anything. And that's a goddamn
truth. Don't you think that she might want something for Christmas?
So let me finish the story, okay?
Okay.
So I get a phone call from my sister-in-law.
Yeah.
She says, your wife is depressed because she's afraid you're not going to get anything for Christmas. I said,
man.
She's right!
You're an asshole. You are an asshole.
So my sister-in-law pretty much begged me to buy my wife a gift for Christmas. And I said, you know what? I says, I'll think about it.
That's about how it is.
Phone is ringing. Oh my God.
Looks like we got those lines you cut patched up there, Jerm. You're on the DJ New Style show.
Wow, that song was unnecessary.
Yeah, well, let's see, Jerm was outside your house. I'm sorry, I didn't know how to tell you.
Yes.
It is probably a crime to tamper with phone lines, Jerm. I don't know.
Is it? I didn't get the memo.
Barb, what do you think about Jerm not buying his wife a gift and saying that...
I think it's a travesty.
get over
it. That's a great word for it.
Do you see my point? If she wants something for the course of the year, she buys it. Period. So why not to get her something?
But it's the holiday season, Jerm.
But if she wants something, she'll buy it.
But it's not from you. That's the thing. There's no thought. She's depressed.
You know what, Ken? It's my money.
Doesn't
matter. Okay, so
it's her money,
difference.
Too. It's her money, too. You get divorced. Yeah, if you get divorced, it's going to be her money. Get divorced.
I don't think so.
Get divorced, Jerm. Go ahead. I implore you. Get divorced and see, and just see how much of it's your money.
It's her money.
I don't.
What was that, Barbara?
It's her money.
It is. It is her money. You went into this agreement and you knew what the fucking cancellation clause was.
You know,
Jerm.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah, you're giving me second thoughts now. I feel terrible.
Second thoughts about what?
Maybe I should get her something.
Maybe you should. There's still time. What would you get her? And don't say a locket.
I would get. Well, that's what my sister-in-law suggested. I would get her.
Get her a locket.
She said, "Get her
a picture. Actually, no, put the kids' pictures in it."
That's it. My sister-in-law said, "Get her a locket and put the initials, first name, first initials of each of your children." And that was that, because I couldn't have figured out something like that.
What would you honestly think would be?
You know what the bad part is? You know what the sad part is? When my sister-in-law said to me I should put the initials KLL, I said, what's that stand for? And I didn't even realize it was my kids.
Dope.
You are dope. You are seriously a fucking dope.
Whatever.
She already has those kids hanging from her neck all day.
You should put some kind of fucking the chemical they use in euthanasia in that fucking locket so she can fucking relieve herself from being in your presence.
Like a nice capsule, cyanide pill or something.
Yeah, buy a locket from Kevorkian when he gets out.
Like a nice Ava Braun capsule.
Yeah, cyanide. Okay, whatever. Jerm.
Whatever.
Jerm, what would you get her? I mean, seriously.
I have no idea.
The locket thing
I get?
Isn't a bad idea.
Maybe I should
it's
get
really
her
not a bad idea.
Maybe I should get her a new husband.
Maybe. Maybe she already has one. You don't even know.
It's possible. She does talk to the mailman a lot. I don't know.
Maybe there's a man out there that she introduces to your three kids, KLL, as new daddy. This is new daddy. See how he doesn't spend his life in the basement? He doesn't yell upstairs for coffee and tea.
What are you talking about? Enough with the... I said, can you please make some tea or coffee? That's all I said.
You yelled.
You edited it to make it sound like I yelled.
No, I did not yell. Edit it. She even came down and said, what's wrong with you?
Oh yeah, I forgot.
What's with you? If I recall correctly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I still think you edited a little bit.
Did you start the coffee yet? you put the coffee in a filter?
You're fucking yelling, Frank. You're fucking yelling. Barb, let's say you're in his wife's...
That was taken out of context.
Well, okay, I'm talking
No, what?
Barb, put yourself in his wife's position.
Yes.
If you hear Jerm yell this from the basement...
Hey, Donna! Did you start the coffee yet?
And he's your husband. What are you thinking?
I need to leave as quick as possible,
exactly.
Preferably with the children.
Yeah, so you're going to be left all alone, and your ultimate goal of having somebody to take care of you when you're old is fucking done.
Frank, why don't you do some laundry for Christmas?
Yeah.
Or leave your basement for more than 3 minutes.
Yes. Why don't you just come up and talk to me? She even says that. She says that.
She didn't say that. Get the hell out of here.
She really
we
did.
We heard her.
Oh, shit.
She really did.
It's faint. It's faint. It's like a whisper in the clip.
Why don't you just come up and talk to me?
See?
I think I have the whole thing here.
Then you got it queued.
Yeah.
Hey, Donna! Did you start the coffee yet?
Oh.
You didn't start yet. Alright, could you make tea instead in that thing that makes that tea maker you... Because you can't hear me!
Why are you screaming at
you
me?
You got the door closed! Pardon?
There it is!
Listen, you got there the
it
door
is.
Closed!
Why'd you just come up and talk to me? That's the sound of a sad woman. She wants you to just come up and talk to her.
Talk.
She is from Jersey, so, you know. Coffee. Talk.
Listen, all I know is you pasted and cut things together.
I did not. Barb, what's your advice for Germ? What can he do? I mean, he's trying... Yeah, go ahead.
Stop living in the basement, maybe?
Step one.
Get some sun.
Step one, add more sun. But what can he do, I mean, not long term, but just really quick, to make it not be a depressing Christmas for his wife?
Get her a gift.
Here I did, do I bought her a vibrator.
You did not.
You are so creepy.
You're such a fucking liar, first of all. You wouldn't step foot in those fucking stores.
Can you imagine me going to that store?
No.
I'd fucking...
Every time you encounter or even consider the prospect of going in a new place, your first question is, but actually I'll throw this out there. Barb, what's the first question that he asks about a new place?
No clue?
Okay.
No.
He asks about where all the semen stains are. He asks how much semen is around. He's
Yes. The jizz, as he likes to call it.
A jizz. He is.
You know what? I want to say something. At the birthday party of Solera, I got to kiss her on the cheek. And that night was when Alky spilled his splooge all over her face, I think. So thank God it was before that happened. That's all I want to say. Thank you.
You wouldn't do it after?
So are you saying you want Alky's splooge on your face?
No, I'm saying it happened. I'm saying I kissed her cheek before that. No, it was okay, because I kissed your cheek before that. It's okay.
You don't think he did that prior to that event?
He probably did.
So
I don't care.
Probably.
All right.
Jerm, why are you so nervous? I mean, you do seem like you're under a lot of stress.
Well, what kind of stress am I under?
I don't know, but I really think you should take a vacation. I mean, having just gotten back from one, I'm pretty relaxed. I mean, although I'm sick, but...
You know, you just took a vacation last summer. I don't know where you take another one.
Because, you know, I want to travel. That's something I want to do. When was the last vacation you took? When was the last vacation you were on?
It's kind of embarrassing. I went to a fucking dude ranch.
Hold on. Please. Where did you go on your last vacation for real?
I went to a dude ranch in upstate New York, and it was so bad. And it was so miserable. I said to my wife, "I can't take it anymore. I'm coming back in 5 days and pick you guys up."
Wait,
I couldn't take it.
You left her there?
I left the family there and went home.
You're the worst.
I couldn't take it.
Fucking
it was too
worst.
Bad. It was too fucking bad. It was too. It was so fucking boring. You know what the worst part is? You gotta, when you have these fucking sit down dinners at a round table, you gotta sit with these fucking strangers. I'm not gonna sit with fucking strangers. I got up, I says, Donna, I says, listen, here's my credit card, I'm going home, I'll come back in 5 days. See ya! And I left her there, my kids and my mother.
Oh my God.
I came home and I had a nice vacation.
You didn't
no
even.
She hates you.
Yeah, you didn't even take your mom away from her. You left her
mom. I left my mother there as well.
God.
I'm sure your wife really wants to be around your mom.
You know, when I think of a dude ranch, I think of, you know, like milking cows and wrangling cattle. I thought it would be fun.
Wrangling cattle.
Yeah, but all it was fucking like a fucking shuffleboard and fucking ping pong. I could fucking do that any time. You know, I can go to a fucking. I can do that shit any time. I was fucking boring. So I said, listen, I said, I'm going to be bored out of my fucking mind here. I'm leaving. If you don't like it, come back. Come with me. I don't give a shit. So I went home. I drove the 5 hours.
Okay with that?
Oh, no, she was crying.
Oh, my God. She fucking hates you, Frank. You have to get her a gift. She's going to fucking divorce you.
It was a whole fucking nightmare. It was so, I was yelling so loud that other people from the hotel actually came out of their rooms and wanted to know what was going on.
Oh,
I was yelling so loud.
I have to point out, fucking Boxwine has the Hey Dude intro on his camera. Boxwine's the director of video of the DJ New Style Show. In the Pal Talk room, DJ New Style Show live. I can't fucking believe you, Frank.
Dude, listen, I would have been bored out of my mind for 5 days. And what am I going to do there? I can't play fucking... I mean, how many times can I play shuffleboard and fucking... And ping pong and you know, do that? It's boring.
Here's an idea. Bond with your children.
I bond... Yeah. You know what? I bond with them 24-7, baby.
No, you do not.
So listen to me. So, I drove back 5 hours and I stayed home for 5 days and I came back 5 days later. It was as simple as that.
And,
of course, she didn't speak to me for 3 weeks after that, but whatever.
3 weeks!
3 weeks.
3 weeks! The silent treatment for 3 weeks.
But not only by her, but my mother, too.
Your mom was pissed at you.
She gave me the silent treatment.
And you didn't feel good about that.
Oh, I didn't care. Really.
You didn't care?
I did a little bit.
Frank, is your mom still with us? Is she?
Yes, of course she's with us.
How old is she now?
I don't know, like 67, 68 or something. I don't know.
Okay. She's not that old.
No.
Would she have hit you if she could? Has your mom ever hit you?
Of course she's hit. I mean, listen, I'm a kid with an Italian mother. She hit me with a wooden spoon so many times I can't even keep track of it.
She should have fucking hit you with the wooden spoon right in the face the minute you suggested that. You have no common sense.
This is what happened.
Or all courtesy. You have nothing common. Everything you have is very unique and awful.
All my family... They're all crying. The kids are crying. Don't leave, Daddy. Don't leave, Daddy. I said, I've got to go. I can't take it.
Are you kidding me?
I said, my son Luke was grabbing on my leg. I said, get off, boy. I got to go somewhere.
No, you did not.
Frank, you are an awful human being.
Fucking
did you know that?
Terrible.
Don't call my house again.
Don't ring my fucking phone, neither. Wow, I can't believe that. And why didn't you take a vacation after that? When was this?
I took that. That was last vacation. That was last summer.
So 2006.
Yeah.
Wow. And you haven't even thought to say, hey, let's try and make good. Do a vacation. Do a little trip. None of that.
Yes.
We went on cruel, man.
We went on a vacation. In 2003, I gave her a real vacation at Disney World.
That's 3 years before the Dude Ranch trip that you splurged for. So you went to Disney World.
Yeah.
Drove.
Pardon?
You drove?
No, I had to take a plane in that case.
Ah, a little 2-hour flight, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Were you scared?
I was scared. I was very nervous.
Did you make it miserable for everybody else because you were uncomfortable?
Yeah.
So now why don't you just do it again? Why don't you just take her somewhere again? I mean, she obviously likes doing things like that. She plans it for you.
Have you ever gone on vacation with a 3-year-old, a 5-year-old, and an 8-year-old?
No.
It's not really a vacation.
It isn't, but at least it's a different memory than sitting under a fucking drop ceiling in a basement in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Wait, Frank, you took your family to Disney World?
Yeah. Why?
Really? When was that?
2003.
Yeah, it's about four years ago.
What was your favorite part?
I find the rides like the Peter Pan ride and the Small World ride. I find them to be very soothing. And what's so funny about that? I find them to be very soothing, and I get a funny feeling in my stomach when I go to these things. Like a weird feeling in my stomach.
What about the hour line before the ride?
That's not a good thing because you're standing right next to these people and it's sweaty and it's smelly and it's just not a good thing.
Do you ever think of putting your hand in the Small World water and dabbing your face?
I didn't think about it, but they had these like fans that you could buy and like these water gun things that you could spray, and you know, it was a good time.
So why don't you do it again? I'm sure your kids would love it. What the hell is holding you back? Remember, no holding back.
Well, I have unfortunately with my job, I cannot do that, you know. I cannot take trips like you can, because you have no pressure, so I can't do that.
Yeah, it's work 365 days a year for you, Frank, right?
Pretty much.
365, you can't even take a weekend and fucking go to Florida.
I don't want to...
But I want to ask...
You're a fucking liar. You can go on fucking vacation, you just don't want to because you don't want to go on vacation with your wife. Because for some reason you hate her.
Oh, snap.
I don't hate... Excuse me?
Phone is ringing. Oh, my God.
316-768-4472. You're on with Ababra and Awful Germ Freak. Who's this?
Who's calling me?
Who is this?
Is this Sheepy? Honey Sheepy?
No, it's not. Sheepy's not on the show. Who is this?
Who's calling who here?
Wow, Frank, yeah, I think he got you there.
Damn. You just been bald.
Got ONA. Another ONA reference.
Oh my God.
ONA reference. Thank you very much.
Oh man.
God.
I think I know that guy.
Sounds familiar. Sounds familiar. ONA fans are rabid. Rabid with their references. So, Jerome, what I'm saying is, no. What Barb was saying is, yeah, you have no excuse. You can take a vacation. And you were very angry, Barb. Would this upset you?
Oh, yeah?
Would this upset you if you were attached to Jerome's life somehow?
Wait a minute, repeat that?
If you were somehow attached to Jerome's life, and you were, let's say you were his wife, how quickly would this be over?
We wouldn't have had one child, let alone three.
So
I would have been gone probably within 2 months.
2 months. See, Jerm, you are fucking up a good thing. You have somebody that will tolerate you, was willing to procreate with you, and is willing to put up just all the shit you throw out. I guess that qualifies as tolerate, but I needed to underscore that point. She is a saint. We have Ed checking in here. He says that woman is really a saint. I agree.
Frank, how long was it until she knew that you were psycho?
Day two.
Please answer the question.
When did I become psycho?
No. When did she find out?
Yeah.
Oh.
You've been psycho.
Well, we've been together since 1987. So I'd say 1989, maybe 2 years into it, I guess.
So wow. For those 2 years, you pretended to be normal?
I pretended.
Or did she never speak to you? I mean, did she live in another country that you only got to see her once every 6 months? How can it possibly be 2 fucking years?
I don't know, dude. She asked me a question. I gave her an answer. What can I say? I don't freaking remember the exact date.
I'm not asking the date.
Oh, yeah. Snap. I don't remember. I can't remember. I'm sorry. I can't remember.
I just don't. I can't understand how you can be. I can be like that. Granted, when you just said the thing about the Dewitt Ranch and you leaving, I do envy the guts of doing that. Because I mean, it does sound like a shitty trip, but you can't fucking desert your family. I mean, in the back of your mind, you have these thoughts. Like, I'm just gonna fucking leave. I'll pick her up in 5 days. It'll be fucking.
You know what it
fun.
Is, Ken? You know
I'll
what it is, Ken?
Do it.
Let me tell you something, all right? They would have had a better time without me. You see what I'm saying? They'll have a better time
Did
without
they?
Me. I hope so.
They were crying saying, Daddy, don't go. I'm not sure they had a good time after you left.
Well, you had to bring that up.
That's the only part of the story.
Oh, man.
Listen, can we, why am I the person who's being ridiculed and massacred here?
But you're not really being ridiculed. We're just a little bit shocked. I think you need to take
a vacation. Let me tell you a little something about the missus, all right?
Oh.
All right? She's, she ain't got it so bad, okay?
Oh.
So let's just leave it at that, all right? Thank you.
I know. She doesn't have it so bad. But Frank.
Is she into girls?
Oh, snap. What are you implying?
Maybe we can get something going on, Frank.
Oh, I remember seeing that picture of her. From a few
those
years
legs.
Back. Look at those legs, you know? Frank, if you turn your cam on, let's see that picture.
I prefer not to, thank you.
Come on, let me see
put
the picture.
Put it down the cam.
Let me see the picture.
I can show a picture when I was 15.
I don't want to see it. Nobody wants
okay,
to see that.
Okay, screw it. I don't know what that picture is. I don't want to talk. I don't want.
Yes, you do. It's
you're
right in front of you.
You're uncomfortable with people coveting your wife.
Yeah, I don't want to. That's personal stuff, all right?
Have you ever.
Just show the legs.
What's that?
Just show the legs.
Come right. on, let's move on. That's personal.
Has anybody ever hit on your wife in front of you?
Not to my knowledge, no.
No, not to your knowledge. It would have to be
probably
to your knowledge.
Notice.
The part right. of my question was that it would have to be to your knowledge.
Oh.
Has she ever gone elsewhere for loving?
That
could be not to your knowledge. So you do you suspect anything like that?
No, of course, no way.
No way, no, it's impossible. Why don't you take her on another trip and then, you know, leave her there? Come on, man, maybe one of the dude ranch hands. maybe they knew how to treat a lady. That's all I'm
take
saying.
Her to a chicken farm, maybe she'll have more fun there.
Chicken farm. Whose idea was the dude ranch?
It was her girlfriend's friggin' idea.
No, it wasn't. It was your idea.
It was not my idea. I swear to God, it was not my idea. Oh, screw you. It was not.
You're so defensive right now, Frank.
Well, please, I'm tired of being the brunt of everybody's misfortunes.
Well,
thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, because most people have to buy gifts. I have to start my Christmas shopping. I've only done a little bit of it. Barb, have you completed any of yours?
No.
Okay, yeah, so...
Oh.
That's the thing. Oh. It's last minute time. Everybody's...
I don't have money.
Well, okay. That'll do it, too. Have you put your gift requests on the little tree in front of a church? I used to read those, and someone would just be like, socks. Can I have a nice t-shirt? Can I have a warm hat? And then there'd be the asshole kid that would put, like, I want a Game Boy Color. Fucking. It's just some kid who knows he's not getting one, puts it up there, try to maybe hook a fucking kind-hearted individual.
I remember in school, like, we would have, each class would adopt one family of, like, homeless people or whatever the fuck they were. And the kids would want clothes.
Nice.
And,
how
yeah,
touching.
And yeah, they would want things like Xbox and PS3. It's like, what?
Well, yeah. I mean, look at the looter from like 3 years ago.
Here's some gloves.
What's the first thing the looter grabs when his fucking house is turned into an aquarium? He grabs a fucking plasma TV. So, I mean, let's think about this here. People don't always ask for fucking loaves of bread when they need them. They want the things they can't get if they're getting free stuff. That's what it is.
Beggars are choosers here in America.
They certainly are. I don't typically buy my friends gifts. I've done it for maybe a birthday or something like that. Jerm, do you have your wife buy any of your guy friends any gifts, anything like that?
Let me ask you a question, Ken. When you bought these gifts for your gentleman friends, did you actually wrap the gifts yourself?
No, I didn't wrap them. But
and you didn't you didn't feel. Let me ask you something. Do they have bows on the fucking packages, dude?
No, I shipped it. So I mean, actually, yeah, it was gift wrap from Amazon.
Oh. I
it's a birthday gift.
I find it a little feminine when guys exchange gifts with each other and they're nicely wrapped with bows and things of that nature. It's a little feminine.
Why is that feminine?
It's a feminine.
Why? It doesn't fucking change the why.
Well, it's just to think that you actually sat there and wrapped it and got tape and...
So it's a feminine thing to wrap a gift and give it to somebody, but it's completely masculine to abandon your family at a dude ranch.
I left
it's
the correct
part. Caring, Frank.
Pardon me?
It's called caring and putting in effort. Because the point of giving gifts is that you give gifts to people that you love, that you like, that you want to be happy. Apparently you don't want to make anybody else happy.
That's his whole thing. He's miserable. And he said it before. If he's miserable, everybody has to be miserable. And him not getting gifts is his way of doing it. And Steve has some
fucking woman.
Yeah, he is. And Steve has something here that ties into that. He says, guys who are helpless are feminine. Frank, are you helpless?
I am helpless.
Yes.
Oh! Feminina! You are feminine. You're everything that you think is wrong.
I'm helpless because I don't know how to do certain things. You know what I'm saying?
Well, teach yourself.
Exactly.
It's not fucking hard.
I'm too lazy to teach myself.
Well, let's start with the baby steps.
Yes.
Could you do a load of laundry?
I don't know how.
Do you have a washer and a dryer?
Yes, I have a washer and a dryer.
Are you able to buy laundry detergent?
I could buy laundry detergent. Yes.
Okay, so I want you to.
But I wouldn't know what kind to get. I wouldn't know what flavor to get.
Tide. Just buy fucking Tide.
But do you get it with the bleach, without the bleach? Do you get the extra strength? They're too confusing.
Oh, man. This is ridiculous. Just buy fucking plain Tide. There are no flavors. I understand you mean varieties. Don't get bleach. Just fucking Tide. Plain old goddamn laundry detergent. Even get the ShopRite or Target brand. Whatever. You take the shitty clothes, you put it on cold, and put it into the fucking laundry. Into the washing
machine. Why cold? When do you put it on hot?
Well, you know what? Don't put it on hot. Just throw
when you know what you're doing.
Yeah, just put everything on cold and fill it up, but don't jam it filled. I can't believe I'm teaching laundry on this fucking radio show. This is really a new low. A 37-year-old man doesn't know how to wash his own clothes.
I never had to. My mother always did it for me, and then when I got married, my wife did it.
Yeah. That's awesome. I'm sure she loves doing it, too.
It's part of her duties.
It's not part of her duties. I mean, it's great that she does it. That's really cool, but I mean... Oh, look at this!
Phone is ringing. Oh, my God.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Abavra and Jeffrey.
Yo, I'm like, yo.
Oh! Alex Webbs!
Yo, this is... Alex Webbs, a.k.a. All Access, and I was calling in tonight to talk to your co-host, Jim Freak.
Oh, snap.
What's up, A. Webbs? How you doing, Alex Webbs? What's up, man?
Yo, you was talking about your lady. And,
yes.
You know, how maybe you need to be a little bit more nicer to her.
Right.
And I was thinking, you know, I practice Hanukkah myself, mm-hmm. You know.
Right.
And, I'm like, yo. You do Christmas, yo.
Yes, right? That's right. Right, right.
Okay. I got the perfect gift idea for Donna. Is her is your wife's name? Is that right?
That's correct. Way Webbs, yes.
Yo. Check this out. I own a pal talk room called the Chills About the Hottie.
Really?
Yeah. Check this out. Yo. I'm like, yo. I think an invitation to the room would be a nice gift offering, and maybe I could make her an admin.
Need she apply?
I can make Donna an admin for Christmas, yo.
Oh, that's cool.
I think you should. I think you absolutely should, because once you're in... Whoa, shit. I didn't realize that was still on. Once you're in the chill spot for hotties, you will notice something right away. Isn't that true? What will you notice about the room?
Yo,
besides nobody being in there?
No, I think something else.
This room is finally banking.
When you become an admin of the room, Chill Spot for Hotties room, when you become an admin, you also get the new up-and-coming has not been world premiere track by a new on the up and coming MC called Yo, I'm Like MC Yo Play.
Chill spot for hotties. Never short on plugs on the DJ Name Style Show. I think it's the perfect gift.
I'm gonna go light the menorah, if you know what I'm talking about.
Just don't blow up any reactors. Thank you. That was awful. Anyway, that sucked. It's a Chernobyl joke, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, maybe not make people know.
Thanks. Oh, see, Ed gets it. That's very good. Yeah, let her in the chill spot for hotties.
That's so hot.
Yeah, it is. It is a hot place to be.
Yeah.
It is. So I don't know. I mean, I'm feeling the pressure of the season, the Christmas season. I just don't know. I had an office party. People have their Christmas parties. You know, they work at bigger companies. They have actual parties. We had a lunch. We had a Christmas lunch, and I had to do a Secret Santa. Jerm, do you know what the Secret Santa thing is?
I know where it is, but I never took part in it.
You never did it, Barbara? Are you aware?
I've done it before, yeah.
Yeah. You basically get a name.
No.
It's no secret how it works.
I think she's sticking to me a little bit, but whatever.
Yeah, whatever. So I never put any thought into it, ever. I go with the Best Buy gift card, always. Always. People buy each other clothes and shit and fucking scarves, and they fucking make bows and put it on this wrapped gifts. I put a fucking card that I pick, make sure it just doesn't say anything about love. I just pick it off the shelf. I don't care what it says. Throw a Best Buy gift card in it, put it in an envelope and write the person's name, throw it in the pile. That's all I do. That's all I do. Jerm, you've never done this.
I've never done it before. No.
Yeah. I don't want anything from people. I really don't, because I will tell people what I would like for Christmas. I really don't ever want much. It's very difficult to buy me a gift. Are you difficult to buy for, Jerm? I mean, what do you want for Christmas?
I just want a cappuccino maker. That's
really?
All I want.
That's all you want?
Yeah. That's all I need.
Just a cappuccino?
Yeah, because I'm spending so much money at Starbucks that I must just buy a freaking thing.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, what kind do you want?
Oh, I don't. Who's that?
Merry Christmas!
Is that Santa?
Yes, Jerm! This is Santa Claus!
Santa Claus?
Well, yes!
What's going on there?
I always listen to the DJ New Style Show, but I just came on to say, ladies and gentlemen, that Jerm Freak is an asshole!
Santa Claus? Well,
yes!
Why would you say that?
I had to say and break my silence. After drinking fifths of vodka and having kids sit on my lap in every mall in America, I can't contain myself!
Wow, Santa, that's fucked up. I mean, you just
Santa.
Came all the way from the North Pole to call into an internet radio show.
I mean, why are you so angry at me? What?
I'm not getting you a goddamn fucking thing for Christmas, you
Santa
fucking
Claus,
disaster.
You're cursing, Santa Claus.
I don't give a good goddamn. Actually, I will get you a present.
What's that?
I'm going to get you a giant dildo, so you can go get fucked, you goddamn asshole!
Santa Claus, why are you talking about
Yeah,
like
I thought
this,
you would. I thought the bad kids got coal.
I mean, obviously Ken must be getting.
No, they don't get coal. They get cock, rubber cock.
I'm assuming that Ken was bad too, because he.
Santa, I mean, what do I deserve?
Oh, you can get whatever you want. I'm only on your show to promote the fact that Jerm Freak is an asshole. leaving your family at a dude ranch for 5 days. That's fucked.
how'd you hear that, Santa Claus?
Yeah, how did you hear that?
I listen to the show. I'm a huge fan and I listen on There Is No Radio.
I'm a little taken aback by your attitude.
I don't appreciate it. I mean, he is an asshole, yeah, but he is my co-host.
I don't give a good fucking goddamn. Now your kids aren't getting shit either, and you can tell them that there is no fucking me.
Wow, I'm taken aback by this. I'm flabbergasted that
actually, as I slip down your chimney, I'm gonna wake you from your slumber and rape you in front of your children.
Jackpot.
That's a little bit extreme. That is really extreme.
Come on.
I'm not going to rape you in front of your children and your Christmas tree. I'm just going to have sex with your wife again.
Santa Claus.
Remember, Luke's middle name is Nicholas.
Oh my God.
It's crazy. I can't believe you would know that. Oh, we looks like hold on, Santa. Looks like we have a little bit of a phone.
Phone is ringing. Oh my God.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ Nustasha. Who's this? And who's this? Nobody. Anybody want to say anything?
Why don't you talk in your cock-sucking phone? Merry Christmas, faggots! I have to go deliver fucking shitty gifts to kids who don't deserve anything.
But Santa, it's not even Christmas yet.
I forgot. I'm completely wasted, as I've been for the last 900 years.
Yeah. Well, he's gone now.
Nice seeing you, Santa. Goodbye.
Yeah, he hates you, though. I don't know why he hates you. I mean, what do you think? You think you're on the naughty list?
Apparently so. I wasn't aware that I did anything incorrectly.
Well, maybe you should be nicer to your family, Jerm, and then maybe Santa will get you something finally.
Do you get gifts? Does your wife get you things?
Yes.
What did she get you last year? Do you remember?
I mostly just like clothes. She got me like the Seinfeld CDs, DVDs, things of that nature.
She got you fucking great gifts, and you don't give her a fucking thing.
I told you before my scenario. Must I repeat it again?
Yes, repeat it again.
She's got a house, a nice minivan, and that's that.
And a wonderful husband, and a life that she doesn't hate, right?
And she
what other lie are you going to tell us?
And she doesn't work, so there you go. How you like them apples? I'd love to not work for a living.
Merry Christmas, Donna. You went to Disney World in 2003, and you were abandoned at a dude ranch last year. Merry Christmas. Merry, Merry Christmas. Oh, yeah, you wanted to hear that song, right? Well, you know, anything you want, that'll happen, right? I don't know what to say. But what, Barb, what do you want for Christmas? Santa already left, but...
I want... I don't know. I'll have to write up a list. Maybe Santa can call back.
I'm back! I just got done sodomizing Donner! What would you like for Christmas?
Watch it! Santa Claus!
What?
Well, why are you being like this?
Frank, seriously, go scratch your ass, you fuck. I totally got so fucking wasted at this mixer at a fucking frat house at Rutgers. I saw you from across the street. You were taking photographs. I'm off this bitch.
Yeah, he's gone again. I don't know why he came back so quick.
Wow.
I don't know why.
Wow.
He sees you.
He does. Even when you're sleeping, and he knows when you're awake, Charm.
That's what they tell me.
Oh, and you didn't even get to ask him what he wanted for Christmas, Barb. I'm sorry.
Oh, darn.
He did get in a quip about him sodomizing a reindeer. So, I mean, I think it all kind of evens out. Looks like...
Donner, too. I thought he said Donna.
Oh, snap! Maybe he did. He was drunk. I mean, he reeked. Fucking reeked. We used to have somebody, Joe Hollywood, call in and do some celebrity news, but he doesn't want to because I guess celebrity gossip is gay, according to him. But, yes!
Phone is ringing. Oh, my God.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Ibabada and Jar Freak. Who's this?
Hey,
Hey, this is Rudolph, Santa. Where's Santa at?
I don't know. Maybe I can...
Santa, you still here?
Merry Christmas! Who's on the phone lines?
Well, we actually have we have Rudolph on the line.
This is Rudolph, Santa. I was hearing all this sexy sodomy talk, and you're making my red nose light up.
Yes, yes, Rudolph.
Frank.
Yeah, Rudolph.
Frank, how about this for Christmas? How about this? I'll hold you down with my dirty house and stick my red light bulb up your ass.
You'd have to beat me to it.
Rudolph,
are you there? It seems he's hung up and I'm gone again.
He's fighting.
Oh, wait. Frank, what do you want for Christmas?
Well, Rudolph is a tattoo man.
Well, he left, dude. He fucking left.
Ah, you bastard.
Santa sassed you, man.
Yeah,
completely
yeah.
Sassed you. Fucking left.
Okay.
Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? It's from a poem I read a while back. Jerm, are you sleepy? I mean, I'm the one that drank the sleepy time tea.
I just yawned.
Oh, you're trying to make a funny joke?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you do it on the show by speaking words that are funny? Thanks.
Snap! I see. Oh, you got to kick about my fucking dude ranch.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know what would make you feel a little better? Maybe a little song as we wrap the show up?
Oh, you'll play that song I wanted before?
Yeah, maybe I will. I'm feeling good. It's the holiday season, after all. I want to wish a Merry Christmas and a Happy Jew series of days and Kwanzaa to Mike Nice and all that stuff to everybody, as well as a Happy New Year. So, Barb and Germ Freak, Merry Christmas. Oh, wait, that sounded a lot like Santa. So, Merry Christmas to you all.
Merry Christmas, Santa Ken.
Merry Christmas. What did you just say?
What do you mean? What are you talking about, Germ Freak?
No, I thought I heard both of you guys in the room.
No, it's just me, man.
Oh, okay. Well, okay.
It's
Happy
just me.
Merry Christmas, Ken.
This room is finally banging.
Uh-oh. Lawsuit.
Oh, man. Merry Christmas, bitches. We're out this shit. Thank you for listening. Thanks to Ababada. Thanks to Germ Freak.
Merry Christmas.
Alex Webbs and Santa Claus. Bitches.
Merry Christmas, Barbara.
Merry Christmas, Psycho.
So,
no!
Motherfucker is the death.
bedazzled. Gaggle, bigger.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen.